Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
So Disney has bought Star Wars at the same time or almost after they announce, which was just insane,
right?
Unthinkable to me that new films,
right?
Like, I couldn't believe it. I just got goosebumps again talking about it.
Were you rapt with the choice of J.J. Abrams?
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And originally, J.J., who's a huge Star Wars fan, said no. Said he'd rather just go buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And
Kathleen Kennedy?
Yeah, Kathleen Kennedy, who I think worked at Amblin Entertainment,
right?
But her credits are on like every great film of the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, heaps of Spielberg films,
and stuff like that.
To the Future.
Yeah.
So she's that now the head of Lucasfilm. She took over from George. And from what I know, that in corporate terms, Lucasfilm, before it was bought by Disney, was run like a bit of a mum and pop shop.
Oh, right.
They're known for all this merchandising and licensing and stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently, like according to Disney, there's a lot more products to be made.
Right. By the way, that's probably why Lucas made so much money, was because he was running it like a mum and pop store where he was in charge of everything, so the coin was going straight to him, and now that sweet coin is going to be dispersed amongst lots of other different facets of Disney.
Yeah, well, originally he would actually see every product.
Yeah, right.
Like, the very famously in Star Wars toy lore, when they were trying to catch up with products, one of the licensees in Canada just had a toy laser pistol and just put a Star Wars sticker on it and was like,
Star Wars.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
And George, like, you know, as soon as he sort of saw it, just went, nah, we're not doing that. We're not just slapping stuff on, you know, generic products, which I think, I don't know, he started, especially in the 80s, had such ideals.
Yeah.
I was, one of the times I was most disappointed, and I think because it was a mom and pop shop, everything, you blamed George Lucas for it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, something at Disneyland I don't like, I don't go, fucking Walt Disney, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, fucking Walt.
But when they had the licensed pokey machines in Vegas, I just thought that was, do you need that extra bit of money?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you've...
You're not going to slap a sticker on that generic laser, but cha-ching, literally.
Yeah.
You're fine with that.
You know, you already make people spend more money than they should on Star Wars.
Did you put money into that machine?
I did play it, yes.
That's why he did it.
Yeah. There you go.
But that's the thing. Like, he's sucking me in.
Yeah. Are you excited? This gets back to the Disney absorption of Marvel and Lucasfilms. I think maybe it's even next week the new Star Wars comics come out. With Jason Aaron writing and John Cassaday, who, for comic book fans out there, might know his work from Planetary and numerous covers and stuff like that. I think there's going to be a Terry Dodson, Mark Waid, Princess Leia book as well. I think there's a Darth Vader one-off. Are you excited about those things as well?
I am very excited because that brings us to another very important point about Star Wars Episode 7, is that, Jonathan, there was a thing called the Expanded Universe where George Lucas had his films.
Yeah, said, do whatever you want and, it's free.
Yeah, within reason. Like, it all, they tried to make it all fit in.
Yeah.
But there was, as it got bigger, things began to conflict.
Yeah, right.
And so there was literally probably 100 books after Return of the Jedi.
Some set like 1,000 years in the future, some set 1,000 years in the past, that kind of thing. Was it the Old Republic?
I think they went 1,000 or maybe further back in the past, but they went about maybe 120 years in the future.
Because there was a Dark Horse comic that I know that was, I didn't read it, but I know it was really well received, which was Dark Empire and maybe Dark Empire 2. And I think that might have been the first time we saw on the cover Luke Skywalker in the Darth Vader uniform.
Yeah, very Darth Vader-ish sort of. Yeah, all black. Well, that was the comic that sort of relaunched comics for Star Wars. Yeah. And then Timothy Zahn, a very well-regarded sci-fi writer, did the Heir of the Empire trilogy, which sort of took place 5 years after Star Wars. They were a trilogy of books in the 90s that sort of were so good. But as it got further away, it became like a photocopy of a photocopy. And, you know, so what they've done is they've erased that from the canon. And so the canon's like the official storyline.
Yep.
And now the only things that are official are the movies.
Yep.
And the
new cartoon.
The new cartoon, the Clone Wars cartoon.
Yep.
And then the novelizations of the movies.
Right.
And then now what they've done, as the books and comics come out, there's now a thing called the Story Group in San Francisco that decides on where stories should go and make sure everything stays very contained. So I guess one of the biggest misconceptions of Episode 7 is that it's going to be those books. That those characters, like there's a character called Gran Admiral Thrawn, there's Mara Jade, that they're going to be in that new movie. And it's all gone. It's all wiped clear so they can do whatever they want. They're unconstrained by any characters and stuff. And I'm surprised at how many fans of Star Wars, like pretty big fans, don't know that.
Right.
Like I was at the LA Podcast Fest last year in September, and I was talking to a guy wearing a very inside jokey Star Wars t-shirt.
Right.
About the new films, and he's like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see Mara Jade. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't think they're going to be in it. And I knew they weren't going to be, but you know, when sometimes
you got to be polite.
And it's hard to debate a nerd.
Yeah.
I actually can't.
Sometimes you don't have the energy for it.
Yeah.
The other thing is they've announced they're going to be doing spin-off films.
Yes.
Much like Marvel does with, you know, Avengers, but then they'll do an Iron Man or
So isn't that like Rian Johnson, who did Looper, reportedly doing a Boba Fett movie?
Yeah.
Which I hope starts right at the point where he punches his way out of the sarlacc. That's how you'd start a Boba Fett film, right?
That's one way to start it.
Yeah.
But I actually got banned from a Facebook group about Star Wars because this guy was saying how there's going to be, it's confirmed, 3 Yoda films. And I'm like, it's confirmed there's going to be 3 films.
Yeah.
They're about separate things. I haven't said they were. And in the end, I said, yep, they've confirmed 3 Yoda films. That's why there's no mention of it on the Star Wars site or on the Disney site. It's confirmed. And then he goes, oh, I'm glad you've agreed with me. And then the next day he goes, I just realized you're being sarcastic. And then I was banned from the group.
Fantastic. Oh, it's good to
have were you banned?
Because he was the moderator.
Bingo.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/steelwars. And may that force be with you.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.